Well, good afternoon and welcome to the Market Minute with your host, Nicole Lawrence of Seward Properties. This is a midday radio show broadcast every Thursday at 12:30 p.m. on KIBH FM 91.7. My goal is to address all things real estate in our little corner of the world. We'll talk about sales, rentals, vacation rentals, and anything else our listeners might have an interest in. If you ever have questions or issues you'd like addressed in one of our episodes, you can always send me an email directly at nicole@sewardproperties.com, or you can text me on my cell phone at 491-0778. So today we're going to talk about a subject that a lot of people have questions about, but not that many people in Seward have experience with yet. As a real estate professional, I know that home staging is a very important part of selling a house. And a lot of sellers do this naturally by doing a bit of decluttering before they sell and highlighting some of their nicer pieces of furniture. But sometimes it's helpful to have an objective eye to help you know when decorations are really just clutter, or if that well-loved family couch just looks worn and smelly. As homeowners, we aren't always the best judge of how our homes look from an outside perspective. And this is where hiring a professional home stager can really be a huge help. So today we're going to talk to Marianne Benoit of Northern Lights Home Staging and Design. She's a local Seward resident who has training as a home stager as well as a degree in interior design. She also happens to be a wildlife biologist, a business owner, a B&B owner, a belly dancer, and an artist. So she has a lot of talents, and many of those include the need to have an eye for design. So Marianne, you've come prepared today to tell us a little bit about how spending money on home staging can actually be a good investment in the long run. But before we begin, can you tell us a little bit about how you became involved with home staging?
Sure. Well, thank you so much for inviting me. I really appreciate it. How I became involved in home staging is a little bit of kind of a weird story. I got my degree in interior design like a long time ago, like 30, 35 years ago. And although I did some work in that field, I kind of went off in another direction and got another degree in wildlife biology and became a biologist with the Forest Service. But all that time, I continued to really love interior design, and I've always done it for myself and my friends and family, and an occasional job here and there. And so a couple of years ago, I was thinking to myself, God, I want to add something more creative to my life. And I had thought about starting another business because I have a bed and breakfast right now. So I was trying to figure out things to do. And then one day, I was on Facebook, and I was playing one of those silly little games, you know, little quizzes, and the game was, what is your true profession? And it came out as designer. And so when I got that answer, I was like, I started going down that road of thinking, what would my life have been like if I'd done this instead of that, and blah, 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 and thinking about all the things that might have happened. And then I thought, you know what, I can just do it right now. It doesn't matter if I didn't do it before, I can do it now, and I think I will. So that's kind of how I started down that road, and in the process of researching how to set up an interior design firm this day and age, because a lot of things have changed, I kind of ran across home staging, which I didn't know much about. So I took a class and became a home stager, and it had just been a really cool profession. And so, yeah, really glad I did it.
That's awesome. And that's one of the things I love about Seward is I feel like a lot of people here are willing to take a risk and start different types of businesses. And you, of course, already had the entrepreneurial spirit already. So you've gotten great reviews on your website. I was looking that over from several of your clients. Yeah. So can you tell me about some of the staging jobs you've done so far?
Okay. Well, I've done a wide variety of things. I would say the majority of staging jobs I've had have been in Anchorage and Eagle River. I even had one in Palmer. I've had a few things in Seward, Cooper Landing, so all over the place. And I'm hoping to have more in Seward in the future, but they've been a wide variety of things. So I've done a lot of vacant houses where I bring in everything, you know, all the furniture, accessories, whatever, starting with a blank slate, which I find really fun. I've done a lot of occupied staging where the people are living in their house and I'm working totally with what they already have. Excuse me. I've done some what I think of as hybrid staging where the people are living in their house and they have some things, but they have like that old, well-loved, smelly couch and you're like, no, let's rent something and put something in here, or they need art or different things. So we'll use some of what they have and I'll bring some things in. And I've worked in houses that have been like, you know, $1.5 million down to, you know, $200,000. So all different price ranges. It is a great thing. You could, any house can benefit from, no matter what price range it's in. I've also done some weird things like I staged a weather port for the Alaska State Fair. So basically took this big giant tent and made it look like a beautiful house.
Oh, cool.
And I've also done staging for bed and breakfast because although it doesn't seem offhand like it, these things should go together, all the things I learned from staging, you can totally apply to bed and breakfast as far as making the place look great, appealing to your ideal customers, getting great photos, advertising to attract those people, and increasing your income and bookings. So I've helped quite a few bed and breakfast owners. And I started by experimenting on myself because I have a bed and breakfast. And when I did it, I at least doubled my own income and bookings. And now I really do attract the people, my ideal client, which is makes it so much nicer when you get the people that you know will love your place and you love having them there. So, I guess a wide variety of things as well as color consultations too, because I'll do that for people that are selling their house, whether it's, you know, a home sale or they're just doing it for their own, they're staying in their house and they want to, you know, switch things up or figure out what color to pick because most people are freaking out all the time about what, you know, how to pick paint colors. So,
well, what is one of the best paint colors for an exterior or one of the worst paint colors for an exterior? Is that kind of common knowledge that we don't know much about?
As far as an exterior, I would say that I think that going with more of a neutral color, like maybe some of the grays or greiges or greens are good. But personally, I feel like when I look, I've driven around Seward and looked at like every single house in this town to look at paint colors because I'm going to be painting my own house in April and I was trying to get some ideas. A lot of them can, you know, you go a little bit neutral, but they can look very boring at the same time. So one thing I suggest to do is go neutral over the general, you know, the majority of the house, but come up with some great idea for your front door, you know, a pop of great color so that your house will stand out and give it some personality.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Yeah. That really is. Because I wanted to paint my house yellow, but my husband hates yellow, so I
know,
I bargained for a yellow door.
This sounds kind of crazy, but I'm going to be painting my house a very, very, very deep teal called Moscow Midnight, and I'm going to paint my front door a fuchsia color that looks like the color of the Sitka roses everyone has in front of their houses. So
yeah.
I'm sure I'm probably be the only person in town with that color door, but, you know, hey, it'll stand out. That's
yeah, well,
what I want.
A lot of the houses downtown have some really cool colors. I think there was one this summer that I sold that was like a teal with orange. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it looked great. And it sold in the heartbeat. So sometimes it's nice having something different. So one of the questions that I think that you probably get very often that we want to get into is how much does it cost to stage in general? You know, I know you can't give your specific prices necessarily over the radio, but in general, what would it cost to stage? And I think the reason that's such a big question for people is because they want to sell and make money. So the very last thing on their mind is spending money to make money. So we want to talk about how that's possible to spend a little money and actually end up making more money.
Right. Well, yes, it's definitely the very first question I get from realtors and home sellers is how much is it? And really that all depends. It's usually the first question I get from realtors and home sellers is how much is it? And a better question would be, can home staging help me sell my house faster and for more money? And what can I expect to get for my house? Or how much faster could I sell it if I home stage? The prices vary based on what you need. If you have a totally vacant house, obviously it's going to cost more because you know your stager's going to have to bring every last item into the house. Or if you're living in the house and the stager can work with you and use what you already have and it's all in pretty good shape, then that's going to be pretty minimal. The very cheapest way to go is if you just get a consultation with the stager, and they come and they give you a list of all the things that you can do, so you can do it yourself. And then I always recommend that you have the stager come back and do a final check. But just kind of like average prices in Alaska, which are pretty similar to most places in the country, is a consultation is going to cost about $300. If you're living in the house and you have stuff that you can work with, you might pay, you know, $300, $600, $800, just depending on how much time they spend. And if you have a totally vacant house, you might spend, I don't know, $1,500, $1,800 for a stager's time. But you would have some additional costs if you have to rent things like furniture or accessories. And really, actually, in Alaska, the prices for renting furniture are way cheaper than a lot of places, amazingly. But so that's kind of a ballpark. And I would say that most people, if they have to do the maximum, they have like a vacant house, they have to bring everything in, they could probably get it all done for, you know, $3,000 or less. Just depends on the size of the house.
Well, that seems like a pretty good deal considering that a lot of homes over the past 2 years have been selling for up to 10% over their asking price mm-hmm. if they are in good condition. That's something that we've seen a lot of, is that if a home is in good condition, even if it's high priced, they're coming off the market if they look good. But the homes that probably need more of a helping hand when it comes to showcasing them and making them look really attractive, those ones are just sitting on the market. So it, for those people, I know it seems strange to think about spending that money, but really $3,000, and that was one of your higher prices that could happen, you know, to have really nice furniture and the perfect amount of, you know, paintings and decorations. So somebody walks in and just says, oh my gosh, this is amazing. Well, you might get more than $3,000 for
right.
the difference of the sale of your home.
Well, the key thing is that staging is like a marketing tool that's preparing your house for sale. And you're using decorating to make an emotional connection with buyers. And the thing that is going to sell your house is when a buyer walks in and they say, wow, I love this house and I can totally see myself living here. If they don't feel that, you're probably not going to get an offer out of them. And the reason it's a good investment is because, as you know, for every house that's out there, there's going to be similar houses in the market, location, number of bedrooms, all that kind of stuff. But not all houses are worth the same. There's usually a range of prices for that typical house, from the low end, if it doesn't look so great, to the medium range, if it, like, you know, looks pretty good. And then the high end, if it looks fantastic. And so what you're trying to do with staging is get into looks fantastic, very high end to start with. Because once you list it, the only place to go is down. The longer it's on the market, people are going to go through price reductions every month. They're going to have holding costs like utilities and taxes and mortgages and all that stuff. So the longer your house is on the market, the more money you lose from that starting price. So your goal is to start off in the high end and sell it really fast so you don't have any losses. And that's why putting that little bit of money in can help you make a lot more. I mean, it can make the difference between making 1% to 20% more on your house or losing that same amount of money if it sits there on the market.
Yeah, we had
a huge difference.
That is a huge difference. We had a house that we were trying to sell where there was a basement that could have been a little living area and a bedroom. And we were trying to sell it that way, mm-hmm. square footage that could be used as, you know, had an egress window and everything. But, you know, it was vacant. It was cold and not heated very much. It didn't have a flooring that was very welcoming. And so most of the people didn't see the value in that area because it just looked like basement where you would store things, not a basement with nice windows where you would actually potentially have a living space and a bathroom and a closet and all that. So I think that was one of those cases where you and I first talked and I thought, gosh, this is where staging could really help because this is a whole nother 600 square feet that's being overlooked right now because people just can't see what the potential is here. And I think as real estate professionals, we walk into so many different houses. We see so many different things that we can get really creative with what the possibilities are for a house. We can really easily get past strange food smells and old furniture and bad paint colors because we see so many houses. And we also, a lot of times after our clients transform them, get to go back and see them and say, oh my gosh, yes, this is what was possible. And I'm so glad you were able to bring this out of it. But for a lot of buyers, you were saying making that emotional connection is so important. And it is, because for a lot of buyers, they might only look at, you know, five different houses. And I have had so many buyers that could not get over a particular paint color on a wall. And painting is probably one of the easiest things to do, but they just couldn't get over that color. Mm-hmm. And I don't understand because, I mean, I'm just looking at the bones of the house. But so I think it is really more important than sellers think for a buyer to connect to that house.
Yeah, well, home staging, that is one of the key things that it does is it helps a buyer visualize. Because the majority of people, probably 90% of the people, they cannot visualize. If they walk into a vacant house, they cannot see how their furniture can fit in it. And so often they think that that house is a lot smaller than it really is. And the fact that there's nothing else to look at, all they can see is the flaws. Like, there's a nick in the molding or there's a problem area in the floor and all that kind of stuff. So it really helps people to visualize, and it helps them to visualize. What you're trying to do is highlight the great points of that house and kind of downplay the flaws. And what you were talking about with basements, I have staged a lot of houses where they have basements, and so a lot of times they look like that. It's like dark and cold, and oh, what are we going to do with this? But in a lot of cases, what you can do is you can say, hey, this space down here could be part of a mother-in-law suite, or this can be part of a, this could be a family room for a family that is going to probably buy this house with kids. So you can figure out who is your target market that you think is going to buy and stage that spot to show them how great that space is. And there's a lot you can do to make it feel more welcoming with paint colors and with your furnishings. And so it doesn't feel cold and dark and scary down there. And you're like, wow, I love this house. I love this basement. Yeah. I can see myself hanging out in this basement. So that's what you want to get at.
Well, I think you shared with me, too, some photos of a house that you staged. I think it might have been up in Anchorage. And the living room was a really strange shape. And so buyers were having a hard time figuring out where they would stick a couch and a table. And then you put everything in there. And then that question goes away from people's minds and they're able to just really look at and appreciate the house and the space and the light instead of trying to figure out the strange shaped living room, kitchen, dining room area.
Right. Yeah, I remember that house. That was in Eagle River. And that one had been on and off the market for like several years and they just could not sell it. And then when I went to stage it, I walked in, I'm like, oh my God, I'm not sure for myself. Like, where am I going to put the furniture? Because it was all crazy. There were so many windows and angles. When they built the house, they built it around the view, but they did not think about, like, how would you put furniture in there? So it took a little, creativity to figure out how to show people how you can make this look beautiful and use this space. And once we did that, it sold within a couple months. Oh. And we got the price that we wanted. So it
that's
really helped
awesome.
Because people couldn't see.
Yeah, that's really great. And that's the benefit of home staging. You know, I mean, something sitting on the market costs you money. If you own that house and you're not there and it's vacant, like that one sounded like it was, and people are paying a mortgage and paying utilities. So, you know, even though that staging costs a little bit of money up front, it can save you money, even just with mortgage and utilities. On top of that, even potentially getting more for your house because people are competing to win.
Another big benefit is that you as a homeowner, when you live someplace every day, there is no possible way that you can be objective about your house,
so
which I can't even be about my own house. The stager walks in and looks at it in terms of the eyes of the buyer and will really tell you what you really need to do and how you can really fix it up. So it will appeal to buyers and help you with all those things you can't see.
Yeah.
Or smell, like cat litter.
Or smell. Exactly. When you've lived somewhere long enough, you can't smell that stuff anymore. So you had some statistics that I thought were really great. They're in your article, and we'll reference where that's located in just a minute. But I'm going to read those off real fast. So a 2017 report by the National Association of Realtors states that at least 50% of realtors think staging increases the dollar amount buyers will offer to pay for a home between 1 and 10%. Also, up to 71% of realtors think staging increases the amount buyers are willing to offer between 1 and 20%. Staged homes sell 79% faster. And the return on investment is nearly 300% on average. And homes that are staged first before listing spend 90% less time on the market. I think that's a really important one. Nobody lists a home to want it, watch it sit on the market for months at a time. So I think that's great. And thank you, Marianne, for being with us today in the studio. Do you have a website or contact information that we can refer our listeners to if they want to read the article you recently posted or have any questions for you directly?
Sure. My website is northernlightsstaging.com. So www.northernlightsstaging.com. So there's two S's in a row.
Okay.
North Lights and Staging. If you look at my website, I've got a great blog with tons of information. Anything you probably ever wanted to know about staging, you can read it there. You can sign up for my newsletter and make sure you don't miss any great ideas. People can call me. My business line is 907-362-0065. So really, if you want to talk and you have any questions about staging or your place, just give me a call. I'm happy to answer anything that you have. You can also look me up on Facebook. I have a business page there. That's all my contact info.
Awesome.
Oh, I have an email, info@northernlightsstaging.com.
Okay, perfect. Well, lots of ways to contact Marianne if you have questions, and we're hoping that we'll see a lot more of her work here in Seward. And to our listeners, thanks for listening to the show today. Hope you've learned something new and enjoyed a fun interview about home staging. If you missed the whole show, you can get it online. You can go to the Facebook page for Seward Public Radio, and then click on the links that take you to SoundCloud, where you can get all the episodes of the Market Minute, as well as the morning talk show, Sacktown Talk. So I hope to have you guys with me again for next week's segment of the Market Minute with your host, Nicole Lawrence of Seward Properties, discussing all things real estate in Seward, Alaska at 1230 every Thursday on KIBH FM 91.7.
Thank you.